And welcome to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Daugherty. Tech Talk brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Hi, this is Bill. Looking to buy a car? Shop local and remember to finance local with ESFCU. During the month of December, take advantage of our special low interest rate and no payment for 90 days. For more information and to get started, call or text us at 620-342-2336.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
And welcome once again to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Daugherty. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Doing very well. How about yourself this morning? Good morning, Chuck.
How are things going? Sounds like it's a good day for you today.
It is. It's a great day here at the Tech College. Always is. So I want to thank, first of all, Emporia State Federal Credit Union for sponsoring this segment for us. I also have with me this morning our Dean of Enrollment Management, Brenda Carmichael. And she's going to share a little bit with us about our graduation, which is scheduled on Friday. And we also have an LPN pinning on Friday. And then if we have a minute or two, I might focus a little bit on our legislative ideas, but we'll see.
Okay. I think we'll have time. Well, Brenda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Great day here at the Tech College.
It always is, isn't it? Indeed.
It is.
FHTC, no doubt about that. Well, this is always an exciting time of year. And that's commencement. So, Brenda, just give us the basic rundown of what is scheduled for later on this week.
Absolutely. Our commencement will be Friday at 6 p.m. at our downtown campus in the auditorium. We're looking forward to seeing our graduates walk across the stage at that time. And our graduation speaker will be Sherry Willard, a local Emporian, so we're excited to hear her talk, and the nursing penning will be at 4 p.m. at the main campus in our conference center.
How many nurses do you have that'll get pinned here on Friday, and how many students are going to at least be eligible to walk here Friday evening?
Absolutely. We have approximately 43 students walking at graduation and 17 nursing students.
So pretty good classes there, huh?
It is.
Yeah. Not bad at all, and I tell you what, you know, your campus at the Humanitarian Center, that's a great place for commencement. The Lowther South Auditorium is really a blast from the past. It really is a neat place to hold those ceremonies, so that's where the commencement will be taking place for Flint Hills Technical College, and that will be coming up 6 p.m. on Friday night with the nursing pinning. Now, that will be in the Conference Center, Brenda?
The nursing pinning will be at the conference center, yes.
Okay. What type of preparation do you have, Brenda, between now and Friday? What's, I guess, really left to do? I'm assuming the bulk of the work, the pre-planning work is done, and it's just basically getting everything set up.
Yes. We have been planning commencement for well over a year, and the final preparations is just, you know, getting the stage ready, doing practice with our graduates Friday morning, ready to walk across the stage and complete the semester.
So has this semester been a good one, Brenda?
It has definitely been better than 2020.
I have to ask.
We're making progress.
We are making progress. What type of progress have you seen, Brenda, here this year versus last year as we got close to the end of the calendar year?
Well, I mean, just having things back to normal. We are still in a mask mandate, but having students on campus, having activities this year has been a great progress since last year, seeing students communicate with one another and get outside of their classrooms has been great.
That has been a positive, so it all culminates with commencement. This is a big day for all those who will be receiving their diplomas from Flint Hills Technical College. And, you know, you graduate from Flint Hills Technical College, President Daugherty, and your likelihood of getting a job, pretty doggone good, isn't it?
Pretty doggone high. We're at about a 98% job placement rate, so we're very happy about that. What we also appreciate about our graduates in our region is that our students stay in Kansas, have a tendency to stay in Kansas, if not even our region. So So it certainly helps support our own economies and our families and our regions here. So we really are proud of our graduates, how they become civically minded in their communities, and how they start participating and engaging with their community, with their families, with their employers. So it's nice to see them. Many of them have their jobs before they even graduate. So it's really nice.
You know, one thing that strikes me too, President Daugherty, is, you know, the demand for the majors that you offer. And I was going to touch base with you on, you know, kind of the demand that you're seeing here for the different majors through Flint Hills Technical College and where those jobs are being placed.
That's a great question, Chuck. So some of the, you know, we hear back from our employers, especially our LPN employers, that we're not graduating near enough, right? The demand is extremely high for that area, so we're very proud to be a supporter there for our community. Our welding program always has a wait list. We've added a new faculty member there, and we could add another one. The demand in regard to our welding, our industrial engineering program, always has really strong placement and good graduates there, and great connections with our employers with that. So I had the opportunity to be at, I think I've attended all of the program advisory committee meetings this fall, and had the opportunity to meet those program advisory committee members and hear from them directly about some of the needs and how we're able to serve those needs, but at the same time, what kind of opportunities we have ahead of us over the next few years. So our dental program, so our health programs, our business and arts, our technical programs really fill a strong need in our region, and we're very proud to serve that need and serve our communities.
Well, President Daugherty, you haven't had a lot of time to digest. You know, this is your first winter commencements at Flint Hills Technical College. How would you assess the activity and progress you have seen from the president's chair here this past semester?
It has been fast and furious, so it has been that. I will add that the staff have given me the script for the commencement about 5 times, so I'm not sure if they're a little concerned about what I might say. So they're like, okay, here's where you speak. So that has been really good. We have our practice Friday morning, so I'll be able to have a run through. But what has been really a high mark for me has been the opportunity to meet with all the employees. I've had this great opportunity to meet with the faculty and staff one-to-one and get their feedback and really ask, you know, why do you love working here? And it is such kind of across the board because of the family, because of the commitment to students, because of the commitment to our community. And I've had that great fortune to see it materialize, whether we've participated in the parade or maybe we're at some of the other events in town that we really try to have that presence, or whether it's our students in crisis. And, you know, we were able to raise $10,000 over the span of about a month to go toward our Wrangler Crisis Fund. So it's that commitment to our students, the commitment to our community, that has made me very proud to be a Wrangler. So it's been a great, you know, guys, it's not even 6 months yet.
You've had an active 6 months, to say the least.
So it has been. And so I'm looking forward to not just the next 6 months, but the next several years. So it's a great learning curve. And this is a great community for this learning to take place.
Karen, let me ask you about the legislative side of things. You'd mentioned here, you know, about you wanted to touch base on the legislative agenda. We're about a month out from when the 2022 legislative session begins. What's on tap here for the college, and what are your main talking points that you'll be addressing with lawmakers here next year?
Yes, thank you. So we'll probably get into a little bit more of this in our January Tech Talk, perhaps. But, you know, at a higher level, really want to look at the funding for the tech colleges as you're aware, you know, the tech colleges do not have the mill levy. We don't have access to some of those opportunities. We very much support the school district and recognize those needs and appreciate that. You know, our community college partners have a little bit of a mill levy. They have the opportunity that the tech colleges don't have. So technical education, as you're very well aware, is much higher to fund. The facilities, the infrastructure needs, the demand. But ultimately, what we are able to then deliver to our communities, whether it's our welding graduates, our healthcare graduates, our students in the dental programs, our students that go out in our LPN programs, and even CNA. So for what the technical colleges do to support our local economies and the Kansas workforce development, we're really striving and seeking as a sector, the tech college sector, to really encourage the legislature to look at that funding model and to look at the opportunities for the technical colleges to ensure that we continue to have this opportunity to support not just our local economies and our regional economy, but the Kansas workforce overall.
Well, Karen, congratulations on a great first 6 months. And, Brenda, it was great to talk to you as we gear up for the Practical Nursing Winter Pinning Ceremony, 4 p.m. at the Conference Center this Friday, and this Friday evening's winter commencement for FHTC, 6 p.m. at the Humanitarian Center. Brenda, good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well.
President Daugherty, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chuck, Ron. Thank you both for giving us this amount of time and to Emporia State Federal Credit Union. You all have a wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you both. That is Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Daugherty and also Brenda Carmichael, who's the Dean of Enrollment Management at Flint Hills Technical College, joining us on Tech Talk, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, the educated choice with two convenient Emporia locations. Good morning, it's 8:36.
The team at First Choice Plumbing thanks you for trusting them with your plumbing needs this year. They send you warm Christmas.